Let's now be more precise about the simple transformations that can be applied to graphs. In frame 10, we start with a graph y equals f of x, and then shift the graph by alpha to the right and by beta upwards, so that the origin moves to the point alpha beta. This transformation is called an alpha-beta translation. What's the equation of the translated graph? To help discover this equation, we've used different letters for the coordinates of the translated graph. We've chosen x dash and y dash here. This means that if the point x, y on the original graph y equals f of x corresponds to the point x dash y dash on the translated graph, then x dash equals x plus alpha and y dash equals y plus beta. It follows that x equals x dash minus alpha and y equals y dash minus beta. So the equation y equals f of x becomes y dash minus beta equals f of x dash minus alpha. And this is the equation of the translated graph in the x dash y dash plane. Finally, we've shown what you get by dropping the dashes in the equation on the right and then rearranging the equation to put y on the left. So the rule of the function with the translated graph is y equals f of x minus alpha plus beta. You can think of the dashed coordinates as a temporary device to help us deal with the translation. In frame 11, we apply a different transformation to the graph y equals f of x. This time, we scale the graph by a factor lambda in the x direction and by a factor mu in the y direction. So the point 1, 1 moves to the point lambda mu, and the origin remains fixed. This transformation is called a lambda mu scaling. What's the equation of the transformed graph in this case? Again, we've used x dash and y dash for the coordinates of the transformed graph. This means that if the point x, y on the original graph corresponds to the point x dash y dash on the scaled graph, then x dash equals lambda times x and y dash equals mu times y. It follows that x equals x dash over lambda and y equals y dash over mu. So the equation y equals f of x becomes y dash over mu equals f of x dash over lambda. And this is the equation of the scaled graph in the x dash y dash plane. Finally, we've shown what you get by dropping the dashes and rearranging the equation to put y on the left. This time, the rule of the scaled function is y equals mu times f of x over lambda. Of course, it's hard to think about these ideas in the abstract. So let's apply them to a specific function. Look at frame 12. Here, we've derived three new graphs from the graph y equals sine x, shown at the top of the frame. For reference, we've marked two points on the graph. The origin is marked with a blob to keep track of translations, and the point pi by 2, 1, is marked with a cross to keep track of scalings. First, we consider a translation. Let's translate the graph y equals sine x to the left by pi by 2, giving the graph labelled 1 below. Notice that the origin 0, 0, the blob, is shifted to the point minus pi by 2, 0. So this is a translation with alpha equals minus pi by 2 and beta equals 0. Now, by the formula at the foot of frame 10, we see that the equation of this translated graph is y equals sine of x minus alpha plus beta. That is, y equals sine of x plus pi by 2 plus 0. So the equation is y equals sine of x plus pi by 2, which equals cos x. The two graphs on the right are obtained by scaling the graph y equals sine x. In graph 2, there has been no change in the horizontal direction, but it has been scaled by a factor 2 in the vertical direction. The cross has moved from the point pi by 2, 1, to the point pi by 2, 2. So in this case, lambda equals 1 and mu equals 2. From the formula shown on the right, obtained in frame 11, we see that this is the graph y equals 2 sine x over 1, which is just y equals 2 sine x. In graph 3 below, the graph y equals sine x has been scaled by a factor 1/2 in the horizontal direction, but has not been scaled vertically. The cross has shifted from the point pi by 2, 1, to the point pi by 4, 1. So lambda equals 1/2 and mu equals 1, and the new graph is y equals 1 times sine of x over 1/2, which is y equals sine 2x. In frame 13, we've listed some functions, all of whose graphs appear somewhere in frame 9. They're all obtained from basic shapes by a translation or a scaling or both. So you should be able to find each graph by first identifying the basic shape from the equation and then by working out what translation or scaling is involved. Once you've done that, check your answers with the list of solutions in the text after frame 25. If you're short of time, then save some of the graphs for revision later. This might also be a good time to take a break.